This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden has pledged that every American who wants to be evacuated from Taliban-ruled Afghanistan, with about 13,000, will be brought home. He says that any American wants to come home, we will get you home. It's been a violent scene outside the Kabul airport as Americans and Afghans try to get out. Just who is there is not exactly clear. He said that we're not don't know the exact number of people who are Americans who are there and those who may have come home to the United States right now. We want to get a strong number as to exactly how many people are there. The president is facing criticism over the handling of the withdrawal of U.S. troops in Afghanistan. And there will be plenty of time to criticize and second guess when his operation is over, Biden said. But now I'm focused on getting this job done. Evacuation flights have resumed at the Kabul airport. They had been delayed for hours. Reports of targeted killings in areas overrun by the Taliban are fueling fears that they will return to Afghanistan to the repressive rule they imposed when they were last in power. The reports come even as the Taliban urged imams to push a message of unity at Friday prayers. But Amnesty International says that eyewitnesses in Ghazni province have recounted how the Taliban killed 9 ethnic Hazara men in a village in early July, shooting 6 while 3 were tortured to death. Hazaras are Shiite Muslims and have been persecuted by the Taliban in the past. Amnesty warns many more killings may have gone unreported because the Taliban cut cell phone services in many areas. This is VOA News. Hungry and homeless Haitians have crowded relief crops and some stole desperately needed goods from the vehicles, according to officials and Associated Press journalists who witnessed the events. In the small port city, witnesses saw people fighting and stealing food that was set for distribution from a truck parked outside a police station. The frustration over the pace of aid distribution has been rising for days, and the number of people gathering at aid distribution sites has grown. Many have been sleeping outside since a 7.2 earthquake hit Haiti last Saturday. It killed nearly 2,200 people and injured more than 12,000, as well as destroying more than and damaging more than 100,000 homes. Education officials in the U.S. state of Florida are threatening financial penalties against school board members in two counties unless they drop the requirement that children wear masks in schools. Florida's Education Commissioner Richard Corcoran is enforcing the governor's ban against mask mandates or any other COVID safety requirements. Corcoran notified school board members in Broward and counties that they have 48 hours to drop the mask mandate or he will withhold funds that equal their salaries. Thursday, the governor, Ron DeSantis, reiterated his opposition to having youngsters wearing face masks. He said that he's offended that the federal government thinks that they know better than people do as parents. Federal government says on average, Florida is seeing about 20,000 new COVID-19 infections every day. South Africa on Friday started offering shots to everyone aged 18 and older as the volume of vaccines given per day had halted, even though the shots were more widely available. Fewer than 200,000 jobs are being given every day from 250,000 earlier this month and significantly lower than the target of 300,000 that the government had hoped to achieve by this time. To boost the flagging numbers, health officials decided to offer the jabs to younger adults immediately rather than waiting until September as had planned earlier. In the last 24 hours, South Africa recorded more than 13,000 new COVID-19 infections, and they also had 317 deaths. On Wall Street, it was a positive day, with the Dow Jones Industrials adding 0.65%. The S&P gained by 0.81%, and the NASDAQ rose by 1.19%. There is more available at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.